Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer?
Ach, ja.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Oh, nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Hi there, welcome to the Year in Review here at the Bob and Tom Show. I'm Jess Galsman.
And I'm Grace Yinger, and we are here to show you some of our favorite clips from the show this year, including one of our favorites, Mr. Tom Griswold. He's got a very interesting mind, and we like to see it on and off the air. So check it out.
Oh boy, I love it so much.
That's why I hated the phony ending of that stupid Florida Project movie. Fraud, fake.
It potentially was a fantasy in her head.
Oh, okay.
Oh, a beautiful ending that had me in tears.
Had me in tears was the crappy popcorn at that
time. Oh, my God.
And now we get to the crux of the issue.
Does anything make Tom happy? Anything?
Yes, the popcorn was good where we went on Sunday.
The misery of others, that usually pleases
him. Yeah.
You didn't have any of that popcorn.
No, I can't. I'm off popcorn right now.
Remember, has some sort of weird disease.
Oh, diverticulitis.
Yeah, diverticula is torn.
You can't go 30 feet underwater, stuff like that.
Okay, get cool. The bends.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have eaten the popcorn in front of
him. No, by all means.
Right in front of him.
That doesn't bother me.
By the way, do you stop eating popcorn during the quiet parts of a film?
Is that?
Yes, I do. Yes. Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it was fine.
Honestly, act like he's not listening. How many times did he talk during the movie?
Only the once.
Once.
Just once.
How many times did he eat loudly?
At the beginning of the movie, at the beginning of this Churchill movie, in the beginning, they really are turning him into Mr. Magoo. It's a little over the top. I mean, I'm sure the guy was kind of a character, but I was just waiting for the, you know, Asian houseboy to come in.
Aww.
Hello, Mr. Magoo. Oh, God.
Yeah, they've done it.
Are you going to see it, Christy?
Yes, I'm going today. So you chew your popcorn loudly is what I'm hearing.
I've been told.
May have sounded like a robot walking on glass.
I've said it before. I'll say it again. Tom eats like he's in prison.
Yep.
He only has 10 minutes to eat, chow, and back to the cell.
Yes, when Kelly and I go to the movies, I've got to be very careful. I try to eat during the previews when all the explosions are happening.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry.
That makes sense.
I bet you've been told, Thomas, you will eat during the loud preview. Once the movie starts, you stop eating.
There may have been a conversation. I don't even talk to her much. Every once in a while, I will say something.
At the movies or in general?
At the movies.
It didn't sound like it was.
No, in general. No,
in everyday life.
No, I'm allowed to speak.
You talk to her or at her?
You have a word limit, don't you? She goes, you've used 900 of your words.
You only have 10 more.
She does use the phrase, use your words all the time to the girls, though. She'll say, you know, Finn, look, whatever person is, look her in the eyes and use your words, which is a good thing to do.
Dude, Finn is so good at it, too. But then, it's impressive.
Every once in a while, she'll look at me and she'll go, use your words, you idiot.
Now, where did she get the phrase, you idiot? Where do you think she got that?
Sorry, I say that occasionally. Isn't it great to not know anything about money? Remember those
Yes.
When you were a kid?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. Last night I was online trying to buy a book for my little girl.
It's like the easiest thing to do in the world.
No, it's not.
He made it sound like he had to go train with a Marine drill sergeant.
Yeah.
No, it's an out-of-print children's book.
Oh, okay. Right.
Of course it is. Was it printed in 1948?
No, it's a Sesame Street book.
It's called Hello, Dare.
No, it's
written by
Hello, Dare.
Lil Murray Allen, or whatever his name is.
Marty.
Marty.
What was the name of the book?
You know what would be easiest is just call the person who wrote the book and have them. You'd love that. That'd be complicated.
Dial the phone and go,
"Hello there."
Uh-huh. No, Betty Lou from Sesame Street wants to become president.
Oh, she's getting out, right?
She is getting out tonight.
Yeah,
tonight.
Right. Yeah.
It's great, but I can't find it anymore.
Huh.
Betty Lou, she sees the...
I bet you have it in your basement.
She sees the presidential limousine, and it's a great thing. It's about empowering women and telling girls they can be president. And,
sure.
So I'm trying to find this on the internet. And
what's the name of the book?
I think it's called I Want to Be President or something, but it's Betty Lou.
Oh, she's pink.
So in any event, I'm trying to do this, and of course, when you go on the internet, it starts telling you things you've recently purchased.
Yeah.
And the next thing I know, my little girl comes up to help me find the book, and all of a sudden we're trying to buy a tent, a tent from some TV show, and they've got two of them.
I can get it for you right now. I can get it to you right now.
How much?
You can see what an ordeal this was.
But I was trying to teach her about money because they had these two tents.
I can get it in paperback for $3.49 or hardcover from $2.
I Want to Be President. Sesame Street.
Yeah.
That's it. I need that.
Kindle edition.
No.
I've got a hardcover right here for $5.99.
Only one left.
So the larger point is all of a sudden I'm trying to teach
her. The larger point is you can't run a computer.
It took one click for me to get that.
Well, I was sidetracked trying to buy this tent.
Okay.
And the one kid's tent's like $23 and the other is $300 and they're almost exactly the same. I'm trying to explain to her. We're gonna get this tent.
Trying to buy this book.
A scientist accused of attempted murder in Antarctica for stabbing his colleague because, quote, he was fed up with the man telling him the endings of books.
Hearing this?
I totally get this.
We are so close to this.
Scientific.
And everybody's got a motive.
Scientific engineer Sergei Savitsky, 55, became enraged and stabbed welder Oleg Belogruz, 52, with a kitchen knife. It is believed to be the first time a man has been charged with attempted murder in Antarctica.
Did he kill him or not?
Attempted murder. That means he lived. The man had previously spent four harsh years at Russia's isolated Bellingshausen Station, King George Island, part of the South Shetland Island groups. Russian investigators are probing a version of events which both men became avid readers to pass the lonely hours in the remote facility.
Sure,
those Shetland Islands.
But
Savitsky everywhere.
Has become
frozen ponies.
Savitsky had become enraged because Belogruz kept telling his colleague the ending of books before he read them.
Oh, man.
How these guys didn't kill each other earlier?
The wounded man was evacuated to Chile with a knife injury to the chest.
Are there any women down there?
I doubt that there are.
So just these two guys by themselves?
I don't know how many. There must be more than just two guys.
That's one thing I don't get. Did you see the thing about that guy that tried to walk to Antarctica, to the North Pole or whatever it was? And
is he dead?
He didn't make it. What?
Wow. Thanks for sharing that story
this guy
with us.
There's a lot of stuff I don't get, but I really don't get that. Climbing a mountain, okay, but it's towing a sled to the North Pole, and there's already a station there with a bunch of people.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Take a copter, okay?
Right.
I don't get it, but he didn't make it.
This guy did make it. He had a stab wound to the heart, but it looks like he's going to be okay.
That'd be funny if after he got stabbed, he's like, this is just like...
The end.
Stephen King, the stab.
I don't know if you saw this, but over the weekend in Portland, Oregon, hundreds of witches traveled 6 miles on paddle boards. The floating coven went along the Willamette River, which divides the city of Portland. There was a method to the madness. Apparently, participants had donated packages of socks, underwear, and T-shirts to a local nonprofit before they begin paddling.
Cool.
Pretty cute.
Are they?
See how they're all dressed as witches? They're all in the hats.
It looks like the Housewives of New York.
You've just been Griswold. Take that, Housewives of New York.
You've just been Griswold.
My other
deal with it.
My other paddleboard is a broomstick.
Yeah.
So they're floating down the river. That's kind of sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The Long Island town of Huntington, New York, has decided to change its name.
It looks like a vertical mustache when you hold it.
Yeah.
Straight up, okay. But if you do it the other way. No.
No, sideways.
Sideways, like a mustache.
You don't see the mustache?
No, I can't see the mustache.
Are you Dim? What are you doing?
You mean like this?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, even the other way. Yeah.
That's a look right there. How does it smell?
Yeah, try it upside down. How does it smell, Sadie asks, suggesting that is not a new toy.
It's very new.
It's I, Dishonest John.
This is right out of the box, by which I mean.
I don't care what they do. They can do whatever they want. As long as they leave my daughter alone. Everything's fine.
There we go.
I'm serious, you know, and you know, with the holidays coming, it's the greatest thing in the world, though, because Christmas with kids, to me, is, you know, and I tell my boys, I say, you know, Santa lives in the North Pole, and he has a bunch of elves going to make your toys. And
A couple of stories that Chick missed. One of them I was disputing, and maybe I'll have you weigh in on this. It's one of these survey stories.
Love them.
So this is one of those cases, Chick. When presented with the facts, Tom says,
No, that didn't happen. This is impossible.
These aren't necessarily facts.
Eli Whitney worked all night on the cotton gin, comes up, tells Tom about it. Tom says,
I'm skeptical.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Completely false. No, this is a story
Eli
about
Eli himself.
A story about Americans in a survey having intimate relations on Christmas.
And, most romantic night of the year, he says.
It's not?
He says.
Well, of course it is.
Thank you.
The New York Post reports half of Americans admit they're more frisky during the holidays. Okay, I'll buy that. There's a lot of downtime, a lot of relaxing, a lot of drinking, sure. However, this survey says 3 of 4 adult Americans polled have the most intimate of relations on Christmas Day.
Yes.
On Christmas Day, Christmas Day night, or Christmas Day?
This is Christmas Day.
I think Christmas Day starts at 12:01.
Yeah.
Right after midnight. That's
sure,
Christmas
yeah, this goes
Day.
From 12 to, this goes from midnight to midnight.
Right.
Well, survey this room. How many are likely in this? How many people in this room? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm looking around this room. I'm thinking maybe 2 might get lucky on Christmas.
Yeah, in this case, it won't be me. I'll be staying at my brother's with a lot of family there.
Well,
going to invite.
That's
going to
make
one of my many tarts over for.
Yeah, I'll be in.
Don't they typically work on Christmas?
I do adore the word convenience.
I'm sure. Don't they usually take the evening off on Christmas Eve?
Yeah, I'm out that night too because I'll be in Charleston with family.
But. Okay, so the look around the room. There's 4 of us left.
You'll be in.
I think I'll be okay.
You're in. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You won't because you'll be one. Too busy.
You'll be too busy. I can't imagine. All right, 6:50 to 6:52, we have intercourse.
And
now,
isn't that the saddest part?
Yeah.
He won't. He could.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
he's not going
She's
to.
She's dying for it.
Most romantic. The lights are all on.
Tommy, it's Christmas.
You could buy her some nice
lingerie.
I
have to call Godwin about something. And then,
Pat's got right with you. I'm not sure what state he's in, but Pat has a flat tire.
I'll be right with you.
You should just haul spare wheels trailer.
You should have a NASCAR team follow you around. That would be good.
Did you get a new tire yesterday?
I did not.
Oh, geez.
So you got her plug? You got the plug? You got to put the plug in?
I have a big old spare on there.
Okay. Isn't it the wrong size? Were you telling me?
It's slightly smaller than the other tires.
Yeah, you shouldn't be driving.
Oh, the other tires love that.
The whole car loves that, Josh.
Let's wear
We're
this
going
one.
To the right now.
Those spare tires are like lazy eyes for tires, aren't they?
Don't you love when you get a rental car and you take your hand off the wheel and all of a sudden it starts driving? Wait a minute. This baby's out of alignment. So you haven't had a deer this year, have you?
No.
Well, there you go.
Two back in 2016.
Well, now you've jinxed that.
Maybe today. I can't wait till tomorrow's show when he'll be back and he hit a deer.
I have seen lots of dead deer on the highway, though. It's a rough year for them.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
I went to Easter brunch yesterday at a restaurant, and the guy that was hosting was dressed in a chicken suit.
See? That's the kind of thing we need more.
It was hysterical.
Get in the suit, Mike.
He goes, he had on these big chicken feet, and he's walking away.
I had a I had a Christmas story moment yesterday.
More bread?
Went to go to have some lunch.
What happened?
I forgot. I had a Christmas story moment.
Oh, did you go by yourself for lunch?
No.
Of course.
No, all those lunch goers he pays. Yes.
I was going to say, who'd you recruit?
I met up with a friend of mine. We went to lunch, and we got there. What do you mean it's a 2-hour wait?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, it's Easter
for
you.
You called a friend of yours.
On Easter Sunday.
Family time, probably close to Christmas or Thanksgiving. Family.
All my family's out of town.
Right. Hmm. What about this person's?
It was Godwin.
I knew it. I was going to say that. I knew it.
I was available.
I didn't know you were around. I would have called you. So we go to lunch, and every place, there's the first two places.
Well, it's because it was Easter.
2 hour wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we went to a Mexican place and had a nice lunch.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Not that I don't know. I don't know why, but that was the only place there was no line.
I see a lunch with you and Godwin, you talking a lot, him endlessly agreeing. Uh-huh. I don't know if that's good for him.
It was weird. I looked across the table and noticed he was wearing one of my old shirts.
Of course he was.
Oh, I'm not kidding. Very good.
Yeah, I said that yesterday. Nobody even gave a...
Nope, didn't care.
Gave a...
Nope, nobody.
Okay. Nope, ignored it. Just flat out ignored it.
Yep, that's all right. Go fishing.
I'm surprised we answered you this time.
What Christy means is go fish yourself.
Yeah.
Jock, did I say that?
Yep, Jocko's going to fish with his brothers, Jugdish, Jamal, and Jafir.
Jock is the name of my aunt's old poodle.
Is it? Spit all over the card I was writing.
What a great story.
Jock and Pierre?
Mm-hmm. See, you know what's great about that story?
Nothing. It's over.
I haven't heard it before.
How are Jock and Pierre?
They're dead.
Well, Jock and Pierre are...
dead in hell.
Although you're not
Where are they buried? In the backyard?
You're not going to believe me when I tell you this.
Oh, no.
I'm not. Stuffed?
No, but I'm not. But my Aunt Mark, I swear to God,
I believe full-size statues
made of them.
Oh, wow.
Were they toy poodles or standards?
No, they were standard poodles.
She had life-size statues?
Yes, absolutely.
Let me tell you how much money a Griswold family had. Griswold family have pet statue money.
Mm-hmm. Now, near the end, would she call them and then get mad that they wouldn't come to her?
That's right. Your dog die, your dog does die. Griswold family build statues.
Who's this now?
It's a tribute to Richard Pryor in Mudbone. I hardly ever do it. It's normally my Michael Irvin voice.
It's usually six vodkas in before you get that. Although that was very good for being sober.
I used to be somebody.
We have a...
What do you got over there? You got any news? What do you got?
I have all kinds
of... How about
of
that lady who tried to get off the plane? She didn't want to stay for the full ride.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, in mid-flight?
Yeah. We were talking about this yesterday. It just seems that there are more and more random things on planes. The weird one yesterday was there's... And the thing is, with everybody that is carrying a cell phone with a camera...
Right.
Yesterday, there was a guy who gets on a plane, takes his clothes off, puts the seat back, which is, by the way, of the various offenses, that's the one that bothers me the most, that he puts his seat back. And then he begins to self-pleasure.
Yeah.
Yep.
On the plane.
Yeah.
It's just getting... And then
and it wasn't even going down. If the plane were going down, I could kind of see that... Hey,
you mean going down in a
crash
landing situation?
Oh, like it was his last
year,
yeah.
No, I meant the plane was going down on somebody, Tom.
No, I mean the plane was going down to land.
Misty Ride would be on the
plane. So you're saying a forced landing.
So did your kids make Kelly breakfast in bed yesterday for Mother's Day?
No, we had a really good day, though. I'm just exhausted.
Sure. How many mothers did you have to...
good point. Fair.
To visit with...
Fair point.
You know what?
I can't argue.
Yes.
I like this Josh now.
I'm not feeling ornery.
Do you remember that? Remember that really cool surprise I had for Josh?
Yeah.
I don't have to bring it here.
I can
just keep it at my place.
There are a couple other things you could.
I had a lovely Mother's Day with the mother and child that's speaking to me. So I'm right there with you, Tom. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's real life, kids. Good luck.
Yeah. It's one of those weekends where I felt like Norm at Cheers when I walked into Home Depot for the fourth time. Still trying to inflate the pool. Thanks for having me over.
Couldn't inflate the pool?
Got one of those little above ground pools.
Oh, yeah. Those
inflated.
They're really kind of too big, but they're wonderful.
Yeah, but the thing, you've got to have some kind of, fortunately, this guy... Yeah, figured out
air compressor, right?
Well, I've got an air compressor, but you have to have the right nipple on the thing, and the one that it comes with won't work, and the hole's this big, and the thing is about 40 sizes too small. So,
have you had that issue before?
Josh is on fire today.
Not Tom, you know that.
You know something? I can reference the previous thing. Yes. No. In any event, yeah, my driveway's blocked by a little blow-up pool.
Oh, that's true.
So was this guy leaving a bar or something?
Some depth to that.
I don't know where he was or what he was doing. That's all
how
I have.
Strange.
It's all the information.
How
I
would
have.
That work if you were in a bar and some guy said to you, Christy, hey, you want to go home with me? I don't have a car.
Nah, that wouldn't work. Yeah,
yeah. That's why he was probably
on
alone.
A horse. Yeah.
Okay. Next.
French cut.
All right. He's asking the questions. He's stretching it out. Next. Yeah.
French customs officers found a valuable stolen Edward Degas painting on a bus.
This story is kind of cool, actually. Well, I'll let you be the judge. The Catholic Church has suspended a priest in Kenya for wrapping his sermons. Now, if I think this is unfair, because following the traditional mass,
yeah,
this priest whose name is Father Ogalo, they don't give a first name. He will change out of his vestments. And he will rap to the congregation. This is at a place called St. Monica Catholic Church. The priest said he uses hip-hop to, quote, bring the youth closer to the church.
I agree with this.
This makes sense.
Nothing wrong with this. Yeah. What's going on here?
But Bishop Philip Agnolo, the head of the county
YOLO!
Diocese.
YOLO! Oh, sorry.
Marco.
Polo.
No, oh. YOLO. You only live once.
Oh, okay. So, oh, I'm sorry. He told CNN that Father Ogalo was suspended from leading prayers for a year as rap music is not allowed in preaching.
That's
not in the Bible.
I don't think it was in the Bible.
Yeah, that's not in the Bible. That can't be in the Bible. They didn't have rap during those days.
Words are words.
Yeah, but I mean, didn't you see Whoopi Goldberg in Sister Act?
Right. I'm sure there were people out there complaining that when that came out.
That was more...
Are these the ones that stole
Motown instead of rapping, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, but it's still the same...
But I mean, it's the same idea of contemporizing the language and... when.
Do you know what his nickname is? Did you see this?
Who?
The father. He's got a rapper name.
Oh, God.
Oh, what is it?
What is it? Is it like Ghostface Killa or something?
No, it was Sweet Paul.
Oh, I like it. Sweet Paul.
Sweet Paul.
Sweet Paul.
This guy's just having a good time. He's trying to attract younger. No, there's no issue here.
He says, young people call me Sweet Paul because I rap sweet. Oh, this is.
I mean, it was a little weird when he would finish every sermon with.
Careful.
Let's see. No, don't be careful.
Peace out be with you.
That's right.
Peace out also with...
The priest who was suspended last month now has a year to think about the seriousness of life as a clergyman.
Sit down, stand up, repeat it twice. Open your mouth. Here comes Christ. No. Sorry.
I love
clumsy.
My...
I wonder if you were going through a spasm or what you were doing.
Mad rapper Tom.
I don't want to comment about... I just want to say... There are a lot of things going on in the world, and the church could really do some good by just saying, hey, whatever it takes to bring people back into
the
faith.
And if I'm reading the story,
this was
after the traditional church service. It was something extra.
This does not seem wrong to me. This would be like having a teen, just like having teen night, which they do on Sunday nights.
Yeah. Right.
I don't understand.
They're just trying to bring some relevancy to
right.
This is
what if, teen night.
I got an idea. I've got a great idea, a great solution to this. Take the old and the new and rap in Latin.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, wouldn't that'd be hard to do, wouldn't it?
You mean like salsa? Latin salsa?
No, I mean
like Gloria Estefan?
No, actual Latin.
That rhythm's going to get you.
Coitus interruptus. Oh,
well, I wouldn't have put that in there necessarily.
Some of the only Latin I know.
Before marriage.
E pluribus unum. I mean, ex nihilo.
No, but.
Like the way you hunch your shoulders.
I really hope Bishop Agnolo looks at this.
When
this
I rap, I.
Let Sweet Paul be Sweet Paul.
Yeah.
Frank Caliendo does a lot of great voices, which is absolutely amazing. And I was just kind of curious. I'm sure you get asked this all the time. It's a hack question, but do you do anything? Does your wife have one that she likes? You've got a beautiful wife. I've met her. Is there any impression that she ever goes, oh, come on and do that for me?
No, she doesn't want to hear any of it.
That's what I thought.
She just wants the checks to cash. Uh-huh, that's really about what it is.
Do you go home and do radio for Kelly?
Yes, yes, I'll be
right. Yeah, absolutely does.
Yeah, my guest today are my two daughters.
Yes. Kelly, I will talk to you in a moment, but first, do you have a weather forecast for me?
who have you been talking to?
If we can get to, if you would allow me to introduce everybody at the dinner table first.
Perhaps we could get our meals started.
Before we serve the mashed potatoes, I'd like you to meet my son, Sam. This is his girlfriend, Pauline.
I love when Tom starts doing Tom.
I know, it's the best.
Yeah. See, it's you. You don't have to do... Oh, never mind.
I'm going to say something filthy and stop everything.
Sorry.
I'd like to introduce everyone here. This is a senora. This is Kelly. This is...
senora.
Oh, you have a senora at your house?
Oh, of course. She's
great. Oh, that's nice.
Greatest. We... don't mind me. I'm just going in the wastebasket.
Really?
No, it's... Never mind. It's just a sound effect. Now, right. Coming
thank
up...
You. Thank you. Okay.
No one believed that. Never mind. Well, the hog's so giant, you know it would make that noise.
Have you ever... It would have you ever urinated direction. In this room?
In no. this room?
Have you no. urinated in
Tom
the room?
Tom has. He wouldn't have asked if he hadn't.
What am I, an animal?
What'd you no. urinate into?
No, I did not. I was just
That's nope, nope.
No,
let me ask you this.
No, there's not a bottle right. big enough me for me this. To...
Do you urinate in the sink here or in the toilet? You piece of crap. I knew it.
No, I don't go in the sink. What do you think? I have a stool?
We wash our hands.
I think you just yes. laugh when you go in the sink. I'm just going to wash his hands in here.
Lob it over the...
No,
never
you
mind.
Lob it.
You
hose right. down the faucets.
Coming up, Josh, are you a music in the bedroom kind of guy?
No.
Oh, that was no, a quick answer.
That wasn't quiet?
Yeah, no, I don't.
Quiet as a church.
No, I don't like it quiet, but I don't need music or TV.
Chatter,
or
you like talk? You like to like a little?
Sure, TV? Yeah, like chatter, it? and some of the natural noises are hot.
Mm-hmm. I like music.
For instance?
Different moods.
For instance?
Now, if she puts music on, I'm not going to say, turn that off. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But,
whatever she wants.
I'm, right, not, yeah. I'm not paying you for tunes.
That's right, Sadie, because the only woman that would ever sleep with me, I would have to pay for.
Oh, you'd have yeah. to pay her. You'd have to pay her, yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah, big bucks.
Possible
too.
For me to meet
her. I'm sorry.
A woman and actually...
Never yeah. be interested mm-hmm. if there
Christy, a music, music lover there in the boudoir?
I can't remember, Tom.
A little bit of 80s classics.
Yeah. Been that long.
You put on the Psychedelic Furs album. And,
yep. That's right. Sorry. I love the Psychedelic Furs.
Little jokes there.
You know, really. You saying sorry almost makes it worse. It really does.
Okay. Now, Dr. Sadie Allison is once again the proprietress of a place called Tickle Kitty, and I have this... It sounds like I'm about to fix a transmission.
Do you have a wrench in there?
Some of this stuff is pretty serious. Let's grab this one. Now, I'll describe it, and then you tell me what it really is.
Oh, it's, my.
It appears to be made of glass. I'll hit the microphone with it.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's
yep, sounds like glass to me.
Let me try a different technique here. How about this?
Don't break
it. Careful, yeah. careful.
I assume
it shouldn't
this is,
break. Yeah,
yeah. I assume. Oh, okay. Yeah, really. I mean, if this thing broke, that
Tom,
would be,
trust me,
that would be a problem.
Well, it would be a problem for all involved. I think.
Yeah.
This is
or somebody be really turned on by
it's
it.
It's sort of in the shape of
it's really pretty,
kind
yeah,
of a phallic thing, but it has sort of a it twists to the west.
Here, hold it up.
About,
I can't see for
about,
that pretty?
I would say about
it's gorgeous.
No,
looks
not
like
quite
blown glass.
10 degrees.
Well, it could be.
It is, Christy. You got it.
This is blown glass. Okay, and it does have kind of a head on it.
It looks like something. It looks like the Taj Mahal a little bit.
Yeah, and then it's got kind of a curving set of lines going
Josh,
all the way
Josh,
what's
down the movie
the
where they find the Coke bottle and that's what
the way, gods must be crazy?
Yeah, that's what Tom's holding. Like, what is you're right. this? I don't understand.
I love the blue glass.
The Aborigines it's, find a Coke bottle. They don't know what it is. Yeah,
it's very artistic, and it's got blue and clear glass here. It this could be at a museum, and mm-hmm. people would be walking up going, well, it. Someone would say, oh, it looks like a snake emerging from the hole.
Tom, I will give you my car if you put that in your mouth.
It hasn't been used.
He will give you his car
wow.
if you put it in your mouth.
That's a good dare and a good
think about
dare.
The kids. Oh.
He's doing the old pretend.
Oh, boy.
I have a car already. I don't need okay. one.
7:21 at Q95. It's the Bob and Tom Show.
Christy Lee has the forecast.
Q95, Fox 59 weather, sunshine and 79 today. Cool overnight, clear skies 58. Spotty showers roll in Friday, high of 80. Currently, clear skies 54.
Thank you very much. Duke Tomato was our special guest, and you can see him at the Tipton County Pork Festival coming up Friday, September 7th. All right, Duke. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios with some live music from Duke Tomato and the Power Trio. Let's find out who's in the room with us, shall we? This is Tom speaking. That would be Ace not speaking. That would be... Oh, he just did. That's Chick McGee at the John Deere Sports Desk. Over there at the Josh Arnold 10 cents per text message desk. Is that how this works?
Well, yeah, if you text us, I get 10 cents per text.
What's that number?
That's false.
888-262-8661. We want to hear from you.
And he gets nothing. Christy Lee is right next to me in the stripes. Thanks for joining us. Thank you, Duke. That sounds very good.
Oh, she's got stripes. Stripes
across. Duke is working on another custom jingle for one of our next announcements. I'm very excited about that. Thank you very much, fellas. It sounds good. Now, we have a lot to get to. These
guys are going, we got up for this.
Don't worry about it. I'm fine.
You like directing them, telling them when to play, don't you? Point at them and they start playing. You point at them and they stop.
Well, I could just let them start playing at random.
No, I'm just saying.
That'd be exciting.
Like you think that if I point, they're going to play Duke when I point play.
It's amazing.
Don't you wish you had that in life?
We like being here.
Wouldn't that be fun, Duke?
If you're able to point and
you know
get
what? Just
to...
have like Duke and the guys follow you around.
Nope. A normal person's going to say no. They won't. They
no,
don't
I like this.
Point at things and have it happen.
So let's say I come up to Tom and I go, Tom, guess what?
What?
You and I, we just won a Publisher's Clearinghouse. We are now millionaires.
And I'm going to carry around a band with me. So, in fact, I've got them here with me now. So, since let's celebrate right now, shall we? Duke hit. Here we are in Starbucks. I brought my own band.
Oh, no, Tom.
What?
I just found out your car has been stolen.
Oh, wait a minute. So
then you point to the band and they play a sad
nice
song.
Okay,
yeah.
Duke,
tune.
I need something kind of a little slower. My car's just been stolen, fellas. Wow.
Oh, man.
My car was stolen.
Wait a minute.
I got my car stolen blue.
That wasn't my car.
Now, what's this?
That was Duke's car that was stolen.
Tom, I just got a text message from Ann Margaret. She says she wants to meet you.
Ann Margaret?
Yeah.
Up tempo.
Kind of fun, yeah. I'm with Tom.
Oh, this is
I have a live band.
Oh, yeah.
Hi.
You know something? I don't know what
Ann
it is.
Margaret.
I don't know what it is, but it feels like Christmas right now.
I know. It's Christmas. Let's have sex.
Ho, ho, ho.
Every time you start playing that.
Merry.
Doesn't that feel Christmassy? You can see the snow falling on a beautiful pine tree.
It
then
really
I hear Duke in my ear singing.
Oh, Napa. Auto Parts.
That's coming up later, Duke. You just
Napa. They got to rehearse.
I'm just going by what you told us.
That's half an hour from now, but thanks very much. Our friends at Napa appreciate that. Duke is being documentarized. What's the word here, Josh?
Sure, that documented.
Documented, that'd be much more elegant, yes. In a documentary. Of course, best way to get documented. Unless you're being handed papers to out of the country.
You know what? I don't know.
I think you've had too much coffee already.
I don't know what happened to you, but in the last half hour, you've become fun again. I like this very much.
Well, I've been writing some alternate lyrics to one of Duke's songs without Duke's permission.
Oh.
So coming up, we're going to be, what's the word I'm looking for here? Disrespecting Mr. Tomato. Duke is actually one of my only friends, so this may not be a really good idea. Duke Tomato is here with us. Now, Duke, I have taken the liberty of rewriting some lyrics to one of your songs.
No.
No, but let me just say first.
Can I see him? I think there's a little tweaking. Let me look at him first.
First of all, this song is a song about, really, from a big picture standpoint, it's about freedom and about doing whatever you want to do. In the world, and it's okay with you and me, right?
Okay.
What's the song called, Duke?
What you do with your butt is your own business.
So it's not like we're starting.
And you rewrote it? Why?
Just did a little adjusting here. I'm not sure when my part's going to fit in, Duke. So why don't you do a little
I'll
bit?
I'll do a verse
then
and then
call
you can.
On me.
Yes, I will call on you.
Okay.
Ready, Joe? What you do with your butt, baby, it's your own business. I don't need to know where it's been, what it's doing, where it's gonna go. You can stick it over here, stick it over there, be on the bottom or the top. It's your butt, do what you want, I won't tell you to stop. What you do with your butt, what you do with your butt,
is your own business. What you do with your butt?
What you do with your butt?
Is your own business.
What?
Want me to do one? Be with a woman. Be with a man. Be whatever you want to be. Take pictures of your rumpus. Just don't send any to me.
Okay. That sounded like a song. Robot, news bulletin. Down. All
perhaps
the same
a consenting adult. If everyone goes home happy, that's a good end result. What you do with your butt? What you do with your butt? It's your own business.
Here we go.
What you do with your butt?
What you do with your butt?
Don't make me have to say this twice. I don't give or need advice.
Buttocks. Gluteus maximus. Fanny. Derriere. As far as I'm concerned, you can put your butt anywhere.
That's James Hill. Now, El Dude and Marguerite are a couple of my friends. I believe they are romantic, but I don't know at which ends. He was a she, she was a he. At least that's what I think. Her favorite color's blue, and his favorite color's pink. What you do with your butt?
What you do with your butt?
It's your own business. What you do with your butt?
What you do with Marguerite's butt?
It's your own business. Booty, dairy, air, caboosage. I don't care about your butt usage.
You do with your butt.
Oh, yeah.
Duke Tomato and the Power Trio. And what you do with your butt. It's about freedom. You can use any bathroom you want in this building.
That's right.
You might want to.
That's not exactly what that's about.
Well, there
it is in a way. It's about doing whatever you want.
And you said you could put your butt anywhere. You would hate that.
What?
If somebody put their butt on you, you would.
Or in your area.
Yeah.
This is my singing Christmas buck. As you can see, it mounts on the wall, and you press this red button here. And see, I don't know if you'll be able to hear this, but can you hear that?
Yeah.
Now watch his lips.
Lips.
It's singing hilarious. Christmas, dear.
I don't care who you are. That's hilarious.
Well,
Tom loves it. You look at how happy he is.
No, look at my favorite part is he's putting the mouth
to his ear
to the microphone.
Yeah, yeah.
It seems like
God knows where the sound's
right.
coming from.
You're right.
Oh, it's coming from the speaker in the back.
Yeah, yeah. Not he put the lips to the microphone,
thinking that it's coming out of the.
He's a professional.
You know, he has another tune here.
Listen. Oh, here we go.
Oh, what is this one? Oh, yeah. Oh, look at his lips move.
Oh, my God. This is the stupidest thing.
Well, I bring this up because in the news.
This is why my tax return is so hard to file. What do I put down as occupation?
Hey, thank you so much for watching this year in review. Be sure to check out our full playlist on YouTube. We have 7 other videos for you to check out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You got to watch all 8 year in reviews to feel like, you know. You knew what happened in 2018.
That's right.
As we welcome in a very funny 2019, looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And be sure to go to bobandtom.com for more goodies, and as well as bobandtomstore.com if you didn't score some of those Christmas deals.
Great shirts like this at bobandtomstore.com.
That's
very
right.
Very exciting.
Have a good year, everybody.
We'll miss you.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.